This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming on live online as well as on a satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working in the coronavirus effort too, helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across the country as well as around the world. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, go over to Facebook, follow us over there. We have the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can like the page, and then after you do that, just jump in the chat room that's over there, and you can converse with us, and you'll hear all kinds of noises over here, over my shoulder, and that's exactly what that is. Now, unbeknownst to me, I was thinking it was Friday, and it's not, it's Wednesday, so instead of Frank Salvato, we've got my good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, and I'm sorry about that, Colonel, but I don't know why I had Friday on my mind, who knows?
You want the week to get over with early, that's why.
Yeah, well, I want to go with that gun show. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling, you ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice, for all.
And
we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, with everything that's being said about what's happening today, we're going to go a little bit military here this morning right off the bat. What the heck is going on in Libya that we've got Turkey's Erdogan making a statement yesterday? We didn't make it. He did. He said, we have reached agreement with the United States in Libya. What the hell are they doing in Libya?
Well, if anybody's been following Libya, I think that's been like the last page of any newspaper. If
exactly.
There's been a civil war ongoing in Libya since the fall, and there are two factions of forces there, and I'm just going to give the very elementary version of it, otherwise we'll be here for 2 hours. There's the UN-backed forces, which the U.S. is supporting with a number of other countries from around the world. And then there's the East forces, which is being supported by France and Russia and a few other Middle Eastern countries. Well, Turkey has... Trump has negotiated with Turkey. If you're going to be on a side, you're going to be on the side with us because we don't need you getting involved in the other side. And the U.S. has been working, trying to get France and Russia to just kind of stop. And when that happens, this little civil war ends. And that's really all it is. Trump has negotiated with Turkey, and he's been negotiating with a number of countries to try to end this civil war, not get involved in, not pump forces and equipment and keep this thing festering. You know, it's part of Trump's doctrine of ending long time wars. Anything that we can't just solve, you know, diplomatically and economically. We don't need to get involved in just start pumping money in. So that's what this is. It's a small success to help end the civil war.
Now, we have got some bases that are being named now in Germany. 9,500 troops are being pulled out of Germany, and we're finding out that we have some bases, and the Germans are going, no one told us that there are going to be troops going out. Well, yeah, they did. I think we first heard about this a year ago.
Well, the German government obviously didn't tell their own people that we've been negotiating with the United States to close some bases. In the U.S., Donald Trump is, let's look at things economically and do things more efficiently. There's a number of U.S. forces there that are not counted in the numbers for NATO, and they're stationed there, and they're looking at bringing some of them home. Some of them will forward deploy to Poland, and some will go to Southern Europe. So it's a realignment of some forces. And in turn, there's already been negotiations going on to close several bases. And so that's what's gotten the German people up in arms, like they weren't told. The negotiations have been going on for a year plus.
Now, you got to love the Navy, because every now and then the Navy really gets it done. And they got a double whammy going out. They've got two aircraft carrier battle groups that have now gone out on station somewhere in the Western Pacific. The Reagan and the Nimitz carrier strike groups are out there right now, and they did that very quietly and very unceremoniously.
Well, they're doing it quietly and unceremoniously is because we've had a couple carriers that have been in port going back to the virus. Remember when they had
Theodore Roosevelt.
We have some tensions going on with China, and they need to get those forces back out there doing their job. Don't need to advertise to China or the world that we're redeploying a couple battle groups, but that's what they're doing. And they're going to go on station and do what they normally do, off the coast of Taiwan, the Spratly Islands, and that all that area around China. So it's bolstering our forces. They're back out there, and it's part of the long-term effort to show the flag.
Now, we've got the Mexican border closed right now, and I think it's a good idea because all of a sudden their COVID cases are off the chart.
Well, you have a lot of people there trying to get in the U.S., and they're, all being held around the border on both sides. Of course, that's going to probably happen, and all I can say is this is one more reason why you have borders shut when you have situations like this. We don't need to bring more into the U.S.
Right. Going to take a break, and folks, when we come back, the Colonel and I are going to be talking about dirty politics in America and how that dirty politics has found its way not only to our home state of Florida, but also our local area. And I'll tell you what, if you don't think politics are dirty, then you don't know what goes on. I'm telling you, dog eat dog, and it gets pretty doggone rough. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And good morning to the Godfather.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshak, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on an inventory buying spree so you didn't have to settle for what was sitting in the lots. Now they've got over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And Moss has a vehicle for everybody's budget, too. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura somewhere else, see Moss, and they'll have a vehicle that you want that other guys might not have sitting right there on their lot or in stock. So, their goal is never to lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, you want to go one better? How about this one? You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all pastors, faith workers, all first responders, all veterans get discounts on certified pre-owned and brand new vehicles. And if you tell them the captain sent you, remember to do that right off the bat. Walk inside and say the captain sent me. If you're looking for a car or truck, you get $500 right off the vehicle, right off the bat. Now, I want to also congratulate Moss, Nissan, and Crystal River. They just received the prestigious Award of Excellence from Nissan. Great job, guys. Great job, and congratulations. So if you're searching for new improved service and you want to get your car repaired or truck repaired, don't forget, Moss service departments handle all makes and all models. And again, 20% off. All pastors, all faith workers, all veterans, all first responders, and all active duty military. Now, they've got locations in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Crystal River on U.S. 19, and the two locations, the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealership at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Just go to the website, mossacura.com or mossnissan.com, to find out more. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak, and he's retired Air Force, and the Colonel is also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, Colonel, for years and years and years, we have known that there's been plenty of dirty pool and politics being played all across the country, whether you were a Democrat, whether you're Republican. I mean, you had to play the game if you wanted to get the fame, you know?
Yeah, you know, we see it all the time in Washington. We watch what President Trump was going through every day from one situation to another, to from one issue to another. It's constantly, I mean, we all know, we watch, well, the same stuff goes on at the state level and it goes on at the local level. And I'm a big supporter of President Trump. I've been involved in his campaign from in 2016. And, of course, he's our president, so I've support our president, and rallies are getting ready to start up in a couple of weeks, and there's been a lot of stuff going on, and I guess some people decided that they didn't like the idea that Colonel Jim Warsh, up chair of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, might somehow be involved, and I had put a post up on Facebook, and basically what it was addressing was a statement that President Trump made not too long ago regarding all the situations that were going on with the rioting and demonstrations and what have you. And he said, if you think it's difficult and it's hard to see what they're doing to you now, can you imagine what they will be doing to you if they get into office? Now, I didn't talk about the Democrats. I talked about when dealing with hardline extremists, violent organizations, and we know who they are.
Oh yeah.
And I made a comment about that, and I said, you know, look what happens in other countries in the world when a radical government is in charge. They do things to their opposition, and they will. And I got very graphic with an example of what they do. Well, some people didn't like that, and they looked at it as a way of, okay, we're going to go after it. So it was a number of people who were some Democrats, never Trumpers, some more moderate Republicans decided we're going to do something about it. So they a couple of newspapers spun the story and put the word out, and it got ugly. And, you know, their purpose was to use it to try to get me, to force me to resign. And that made national news, and it's been ongoing every day. So it's one of these things you just kind of weather, see how hard they take it. More things will happen, and more news will come, and it'll subside and go away.
And I know it made national news because it showed up on a national political website, which you don't usually see people from this area getting on it for any reason whatsoever. And they ran with it, and then without having the facts in play, they just basically what they did was, we call it copy and paste in the business. And they should have done their research, because had anybody bothered to check and listen to what you and I talk about every week, they would know that it absolutely was not true. Not even close.
Not even close. They added words in there that I never used. They said I accused the protesters, never used the reference, the word protester anywhere in my little Facebook post, a little comment on my own post, on my own page, not targeted at anybody. If you go read it, you read it.
Yep.
Just like anybody posts on their page, and that's what it was. Well, they made a big issue out of it, and it became a kind of a national story.
And I'm going to get some people really mad and really upset with me right now, because here's what I'm going to say, and I hope everybody's listening very closely. Number one, I support my police. I support my fire. I support my EMS. I support my military. And I support Colonel Jim Warshuk. They're all I've been a brother of the badge. I've been in the fire service. I've been shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow with the police officers in some of the worst conditions possible, as well as in the military with guys that I owe my life to. Colonel's one of us. He's been there. He's done that. And Colonel, you got my vote.
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. And I see a lot of things being said, and you know, you and I have known each other for years, and I appreciate that, and I stand by you, and I stand by our veterans, our active duty military, our reserves, our guard, our armed force people who are civilians who don't get a lot of recognition, but they're doing a lot of work, and certainly, you know, all our first responders, police, fire, EMTs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're a team together that helps keep this nation going.
Yep.
And I appreciate that very much.
And two of the best things that we ever had was when I was in the fire service, I worked with the Coast Guard a lot because they had the helicopters we didn't have in my fire department. And they would bring in the dust sauce and all that stuff. Or we'd have to go out on the Lake Ontario when I was up there on upstate New York. And we'd go out in the Coast Guard cutter to go out to where we had to go to do whatever, whether it was a fire on a boat or whether or not it was a pump and blow situation, somebody had a heart attack or a sea or whatever. But we did a lot of work with them. And then, of course, when I got down to New York City, we were still working with the Coast Guard, still working with the military. A lot of things we did, the National Guard, you know, people forget about the fact that the National Guard, those guys are civilian soldiers and they get called up and they got to drop everything they're doing and away they go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we, it's so critical and so invaluable to America.
Yep.
We take it for granted sometimes.
Yeah.
and we need to sit down and pause and think, where would we be without them?
Yep. And so, let me tell you something. This will make your day right here. Bikers for 45. We have your six, Colonel, always.
Absolutely. Great group of guys, do great work, and looking forward to continue working with them.
That's our buddy George, and we appreciate George very much. And George is wears the same kind of coach we do. I mean, we were all there that night at the awards ceremony when they gave me that award for September 11th. And brothers, all I can say is brothers together. But the thing of it is, Colonel, is I don't know why, and I do get it. I understand the Never Trumpers. I know what they're all about. And I understand the Democrats. And God, they're trying to do anything they can, any way they can, to win because they're desperate. They got to get it. They got to get it because they know that they're hanging by a thread when Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham start bringing out some of their stuff. They know that people are going to go for a ride.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people in addition to the Never Trumpers who have come out and, you know, vocalized their displeasure and dislike and non-support. But there are others out there who want things to go back to where they were, the old way in Washington, the old way in state politics. And President Trump is having an impact on that. It's cleaning up the swamp, because the swamp goes a lot further than Washington, just Washington, D.C.
It's not just the Democrats either.
It's not just the Democrats, and that's the problem. And when it gets down to that, it all gets down to control and who's at the helm and who's making the decisions. And when it gets into party politics, it's there too. So, you know, that's what I have to deal with. That's the swamp I have to play in on a daily basis and help the president clean it up so we can move forward. And, you know, the rallies are going to be starting again in a couple of weeks. The White House talked about that, and the Trump campaign. And I was in touch with them yesterday talking about Florida's going to be one of the first to start getting some rallies. And as they're saying, they're bringing back the band, and that's going to be Lewandowski and David Fossey. And so it's going to be interesting. So stay tuned.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Okay, well, Colonel, there's the music. We'll have to let you go, and I'll be talking to you real soon. And stay low, my friend.
All right, thanks, Matt.
All righty, that's Colonel Jim Warshuk. And again, you can find out more about him. He's on Facebook. He's also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, United States Air Force retired. And by the way, he told me off the air, 400 hours in a C-130, 400 hours in a C-130 gunship. So there you go. All right, we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of people paid their last respects to George Floyd at a funeral service in Houston. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, spoke to the service through a video message about conversations he had with Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna.
Why in this nation do too many black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life in the course of just living their life?
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said we're fighting wickedness in high places. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's my Jersey Goyle right there drinking her coffee. Have I down by the with her pork roll over at Charleston, Georgia. Donna Fiducia, she and her husband Don have the Double D Ranch there right now. And Donna, of course, was with Fox News for a number of years. She also was with the Howard Stern Show. She was the girl up in the traffic copter when they were doing the traffic reports in New York. Used to hear the copter, and there she was, Donna Fiducia. But anyway, and a lot of fun with her. Now let's, and good morning, Elizabeth. How are you? And I want to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now. And, of course, if you struggle with arthritis pain, like I have that because of a lot of injuries I've had, back pain, yeah, got that, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain. How about ankle pain? Because I still got problems with my left ankle from the World Trade Center, and it's swollen up, and then it's not, and then it is, and it's just crazy. But anyway, if it wasn't for Relief Factor, I'd be in a lot worse shape. And if you got just general muscle aches or pain in general, this is all natural. This product will work for you. I've been taking it for 4 years. I take it in the morning when I get up, and I take it at night before I settle into my routine here at the show, right about midnight or thereabouts. And I'll tell you this much. It works for me. Give it a shot. It might work for you. Now, they have the 3-week quick start, $19.95, the 3-week quick start for $19.95. All you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's where you go.
And you'll see a little tutorial there. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, do their little thing, and away you go. By the way, you want to support Chick-fil-A? You want to support the Brothers in Blue? Back the Blue shirt? Chick-fil-A has got a T-shirt they're selling right now called Back the Blue. And I support our police. I support our EMS. I support our firefighters, and I damn sure support our military, and that's something that you can take to the bank right here on this show. So, Back the Blue. We support our police, and this is a time when we need to do that, because not all the police should be thrown in the same boat as this bird over there, up there, in Minnesota, that got all this nonsense started. I mean, we've got some really good police officers out there, and people need to understand that. So don't loop them all together in one group. It's not fair to the good ones that are out there. And 99.9% of the police officers out there are giving the shirt off their back, if that's what it took. And it's just the way they are. It's the way they're trained and the way they are. And by the way, you might have heard me say that when it comes to police officers, they train all the time. They're constantly training, and they have different classes and courses they have to take. For example, the 25 years that I was an active duty firefighter, I went to 17 schools, fire schools. And some of them I had to, because when I made rank, I had to do this, I had to do that, that sort of thing. Police officers are no different. They have to go to a lot of different schools and a lot of different training, which is another reason why, some of these guys are not your average ball of wax. You know, they've got a lot more intelligence to go along with it. And if there's something else, and yeah, you're right, Eric. If there's something weird in the neighborhood, you don't call Ghostbusters, you call the police. And by the way, Eric, I saw a, what the heck did they call those things? An HHR. I saw an HHR. It was white, and it was all decked out, and it had the Ghostbusters logo on it. And I have no idea what that was all about, but I actually saw that thing on the road yesterday when I was going up to Mission Barbecue at West Waters. And I looked at it, and I looked twice, and I said, my God. So somebody out here is driving around a white HHR that's got it all decked out like Ghostbusters. How do you like that? Well, we had the funeral yesterday, George Floyd. It was that memorial service, that funeral service, I think it was darn near 5 hours long. I only saw about 30 minutes of it because I was tied up doing something different, and that's fine. What I did see, I saw all I needed to know about, and it was respectful. But, you know, what kind of did it for me was I saw, of all people, the Nation of Islam and their people dressed in their uniforms providing security. Now, they may have done it just because they, you know, out of respect or this, that, and the other, or they may have done it for the same reason that Al Sharpton gets involved in things, notoriety, money, because Sharpton uses things like that, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to go there. Sharpton uses things like this. He's famous for it, for fundraising. Now, he eulogized George Floyd quite nicely. And I did hear part of that. I didn't hear it all again, so I didn't hear everything that was going on. But all in all, it was just quite an emotional, and you could tell that. I mean, the family, you had to feel for the family. I don't care what you think about the situation, but you had to feel for the family watching what they were going through up there, because it's very tough, very tough. And anybody that's ever lost a family member, you know, horribly like that, it's really a rude awakening. Now, one feature of our current politics is how quickly bad events can trigger a rush to bad policies. So, it is that the response to the killing of George Floyd has sprinted way past police reform to now what they're calling defund the police. Well, we don't need to defund the police. We need to defund the mayors and the councilmen and the aldermen that have allowed these cities, these blue cities, to get as bad as they are right now. That's what we need to defund. And by all means, let's debate other policies and accountability and using force. I'm all for it. For example, why not use a stun gun? Somebody gets out of hand, use the stun gun. No problem. Or you've got pepper spray, you know, just saying. But a political drive to defund police risks a return to the high crime era back in the 60s and 70s, which I lived through and I remember, that damaged so many American cities. Remember, before we went over to Vietnam, my unit had paid a little visit to Detroit. We rolled the fire trucks because they were shooting at the firefighters. Unbelievable. So this is going backwards, not forwards, ladies and gentlemen. And people need to wake up. They need to wake up. This is not the way to get things done. It just isn't. All right, let's go to the phone quickly. Eric, you got about 90 seconds, so go for it.
Roger that, sir. Thanks for my call. Awesome show this morning. Hey, regarding this defund the police and everything, this is a movement, dare I say, an international movement.
Right.
How quickly all these local townships and some major cities had all this personal legislation ready to go within, how long has it been, 10 days?
Yeah.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra. I think this is a coordinated effort that there are certain entities within the United States, dare I say globally, that were waiting for the tragic hero to be inserted into this, program. You and I kind of briefly talked last night offline regarding Oprah Winfrey's special that aired on something like 16 or 17 different channels on cable.
Yeah, somebody made a comment, she's everywhere.
Right, exactly. There's probably two or three national broadcast corporations, not NBC, I'm not going to say NBC, but the national companies that are, you know, conglomerates that all these was aired on, and I made the comment it was,
well, NBC was part of it, and they got five or six or seven different networks. Yeah.
Right, exactly, subsidiaries of the Discovery Incorporated, NBC, and then I guess the family.
It was on the Food Channel.
Right, it was on Food Network and American Heroes Channel, by the way, which I found kind of odd.
Yeah.
Now, this stuff doesn't just happen within 10 days of something going down. You know, as tragic as it was, you know, the excessive use of force. But I think that regarding that, I think that here's one thing I've learned. In Minneapolis, according to Minneapolis police, a chokehold is considered an acceptable use of quote-unquote lethal force, but a neck restraint is also considered acceptable use of non-lethal force. So I think there's going to be, I think those guys, you know, they should have the book handed to them if they, you know, should they deserve it, especially the one that was kneeling on them. You know, again, there's...
Well, wait till you hear this. There's a plea bargain that's been put forth.
Absolutely. They're being I feel they're being purposefully overcharged.
Oh, and by the way, Eric, let me ask you a question because we're going to run out of time.
Yes,
how about the 77-year-old police captain, David Darn?
He doesn't fit the agenda. That's that man's life is in my opinion, should be celebrated also just as much, if not more.
All right, got to go.
Thanks so much, Mr. Roger.
All right, thank you. That's Eric in Seminole, and Eric always brings forth some really good points, and we'll be right back. Final segment coming right up there. Going to do the beach and boating forecast. Take a look at the water and see what things are like. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the radio dial.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today,
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. You know, it's that time of the morning for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Here we go.
Now, for a Wednesday morning, the beach and boating forecast today, it'll be partly sunny with possibly a few afternoon thunderstorms around. The winds start out of the southeast and then turn to the southwest. There'll be about 5 to 10 miles an hour this morning, about 10 to 15 this afternoon when it turns around to the southwest. We'll have a light chop all day long, 2 to 3 feet. The Gulf water temperature is 82 degrees. The bay water temperature is at 83 degrees. We had our high tide at 12:35 a.m. Low tide coming this afternoon, 4:58 p.m. Now, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has 500 boats and 30 locations, and they got growing pains. They're growing again. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, where I'm at, is the largest franchise of all the 213 franchises all across the country. Now, what's great is when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you get reciprocity at all those locations. And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And being out there on the water, in the sun, in the rays, is the best place for you to be with this all this COVID stuff, because it just dies off in a matter of minutes. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you might as well consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, where you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, and in minutes, you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizers, too. So, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. One more time, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. freedomboatclub.com. And the number, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. I'll tell you what, you're really gonna love it. You are really, really, really going to love it. Well, you know, making it more difficult for cops to do their jobs seems to be the rule of thumbs here, right at the moment. Now, the Portland City Police had their chief quit yesterday, probably because of a couple different things. Number one, they are going to cut the police department funds by $7 million. And, of course, Antifa was formed in Portland. That's where the violent thugs and all that stuff came from, was Portland, Oregon. And they're cutting money to the police at a time when they face down quite frequently in that city. How stupid is that? And then there's the mayor of Los Angeles that upped the ante to $150 million to be cut from those protecting the city. And, oh, by the way, did you hear about this one? The L.A. City Council President, Nuri Martinez, was filing a motion last week seeking to cut $150 million from the LAPD budget when somebody noticed that she had an LAPD unit standing watch outside her home, providing her family with private security, and they'd been there since April. Well, they're not there anymore. They're not there anymore. And in Seattle, rioters have zoned off an area of their own. It's the third precinct that the police officers walked out of. And they went in and destroyed, well, they didn't destroy the building. They set it on fire. It's a brick building, kind of hard to destroy. Burned everything that was in it. And that's what's going on. That's just an example of what's going on around the country. And really, why should anybody be surprised when we've seen what we've seen and the type of activity out there, in the gang activity, the thug activity, the shooting? And by the way, over 700 police officers have been killed or wounded since this all started. Over 700 police officers. Never mind the protesters. We're talking police officers now. And by the way, there were some firefighters that were hurt, too. Some of my brother and sister firefighters were hurt, too, because of the bottles and the rocks that were being thrown. And in a few cases, the fire trucks responding to an alarm were shot at. Now, say what you want, but our firefighters are out there for one reason, to protect lives, to protect and serve by protecting properties and saving lives. The majority of the calls firefighters get are life-saving calls. And you're going to go out there and screw around with them, you're going to wind up killing somebody. Time is of the essence when you get out on an emergency call, especially when they say, by the way, good morning, Judy. Oh, and that's right. There's something else here that's going on. California announced yesterday that they're considering also defunding some of the prisons and closing the prisons and releasing the prisoners.
Tell me how that's going to help anything. Tell me how that's going to help anything to release more prisoners out onto the street. Because they did that in a couple places. And look what we got. We got riots. As a matter of fact, there were reports that I read of prisoners who actually had been released and had ankle bracelets on that were out in the street rioting. Man, oh man. But we got to stop the nonsense. We really do. Because you can't blame every police officer that's out there for the problems of Derek Chauvin. Now, Derek Chauvin, we know, was having marital problems. And I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but maybe his frame of mind was such that he shouldn't have been even wearing a uniform. Maybe. And he was also the training officer for those two younger cops that were there. One of them had only been on the force for 4 days, and the other one had been on the force for, I guess, 4 or 5 months. And when you have a training officer and you're the trainee, you have to do what they tell you by the book. You have no other choice in the matter if you want to be a police officer. So they were put in a rough place. All right. Now, before I take the call that I've got here, I want to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Go down there, check them out. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're 100 Douglas steel or two. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, all military, all first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. All right, Sean in Tampa, what's up?
Yeah, good morning. I wish people on our side, brains, would start saying, like on TV and whatnot, that the hypocrisy of you know, trying to blame all police for one police officer's actions and the people standing with them. I mean, point this out. Can we blame all black people because of the thugs that were rioting? Can we blame all Chinese people because of the Wuhan virus? You know, something along those lines would be such a pertinent point to be able to articulate to people, which I have not done that well, but you get my gist.
I do. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Sean. And by the way, our buddy James up there in Valdosta, Georgia, he says he's headed over to the Chick-fil-A to buy his shirt. He's going to buy that blue shirt supporting the police at Chick-fil-A. There you go, James. Let me know. Send me a picture of it, by the way, of you in the shirt. How about that? Leave it to Chick-fil-A. They're certainly real good at what they do. And everybody that's been talking to me tonight in the chat room and elsewhere, thanks very much. Appreciate it. It's always a lot of fun being able to converse with you. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. I got to run. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See ya!
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.